Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
We wake up to a lot of snow here in western New York this morning, and with that, ample school closures, too many to actually list on the air here right now, but just to give you some of the larger school districts and just kind of some general notes about them. But Buffalo Public Schools, first and foremost, closed, and with that, a good portion, it seems, of the charter schools and Catholic schools inside the city of Buffalo. Elsewhere around the area, Dunkirk City Schools are closed, as are most of the school districts in Chautauqua County. East Aurora is closed. Eden, Frontier, Hamburg, Hilbert College closed once again today, but they'll do some remote learning, we understand. Iroquois Central, that's closed. Jamestown City Schools closed. Lackawanna City Schools closed. Lakeshore Central, Orchard Park, Springville, all closed. Same with West Seneca this morning as well. And like I said, we're just scratching the surface of a very lengthy list of school closures. Why? Well, we have that winter weather advisory in place until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. That is for Buffalo, Northern Erie, Genesee, Niagara, Allegheny, and Orleans counties. 2 to 4 inches of snow today with winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour. Lake effect snow warning in place until 4 a.m. Saturday for southern Erie, Wyoming, Cattaraugus, and Chautauqua counties with 4 to 8 inches of projected snow today, 2 inches tonight, another 2 to 4 inches tomorrow. Leaders in Niagara Falls believe a key stretch along Main Street could soon be filled with college students and a host of new restaurants and businesses. WBFO's Jim Fink has more on the ambitious development plan underway in the Cataract City.
In many respects, the public-private development partnership aimed at breathing new investment life into a key stretch of downtown Niagara Falls is considered textbook urban planning. And while past development ventures along the four-block portion of Main Street were less than successful, this one, some 2 years in the making, has all the ingredients necessary to be an urban planning home run. The City of Niagara Falls, working in concert with the Niagara Falls Urban Renewal Agency, the Niagara County IDA, and the Bi-County Land Bank Niagara-Orleans Regional Land Improvement Corp, is in the process of acquiring 39 vacant Main Street properties, ranging from the Rapid Theater to the former Gents Department Store headquarters, and offering them to private developers. The project is a vision of Niagara Falls Mayor Robert Rustano, who has spent the past 2 years championing the plan and shepherding it to its current pre-development stage. Rustano says this is an urban planning effort rooted in reality and not some pie-in-the-sky dream.
We know that it is going to be of some duration, that we're going to have to be consistent, and we're going to have to make sure that we stay with this project.
To sweeten the development pot, Niagara University has pledged to bring as many as 175 students initially to some of the Main Street buildings as anchor tenants. This will give Niagara Falls a jump start on bringing some critical mass to that portion of Main Street, and with it, an influx of private sector-backed development dollars. Also planned are restaurants, microbreweries, and other retail outlets. Taken together, it could solve a development and urban planning dilemma that has haunted Niagara Falls for the past few decades. And a lot is riding on its success.
It starts with the university students bringing a different vitality, right? We've actually had one of the construction companies actually brought, as I say, some Buffalo business people here from one of the entertainment districts and talked to them about 175 students being here. What would that mean to you in terms of these storefronts? And they were literally looking at the storefronts and sort of picking off what might make sense in any one of these locations. So, again, we're trying to be very organic, let them come in here, think about what they think will work, and then have at it.
The mayor, along with development leaders like Andrea Klyzak from the NCIDA Land Bank, says that Main Street is designed to be a long-term effort, taking perhaps 5 years to complete.
It is going to be a long-term development effort for sure, and it's going to take several years before you see the investment in Main Street sprawl out into the neighboring communities, but I do believe that the investment in Main Street is going to be in the very near term.
Niagara Falls expects to close on the short sale for the land by early January and then put some of the properties on the market, with the first buildings expected to be tenant move-in ready by September 2026. This is Jim Fink from WBFO News.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.